Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The jerk.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh-wee. I don't think we've ever had one like this one.
What's going on?
She wrote in. She wants to be anonymous, okay. But even though she sang it with her chest, and she said, am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party?
Oh.
Let me explain.
Oh, drinking Diana?
There you go. And we've got her name.
Got it. Drinking Diana.
Drinking Diana. As I write it out so I don't forget what her name is. All right. Hi, Allie and DZ. One of my childhood friends is getting married this summer. I'm really happy for her and her guy. And when she invited me to the bachelorette party, I was excited.
Cool.
The bachelorette party's planned for this April, but here's where it got weird.
Uh-oh.
She recently announced she's pregnant.
Why is that weird? Congrats.
Hold on. She said, listen to why. She said, I was happy for them, but then I started thinking about the fact that she can't drink.
Oh.
So I reached out to the maid of honor and asked her what the plan was for the party. Are we changing things around, etc.? She said, we're still going out, but we're not going to drink.
What do you mean, we?
She said, I asked her why we couldn't drink. I'm not pregnant, so why can't I drink?
Right, especially if we're going out, dog. Right?
And she said, out of respect for the bride, who's pregnant, none of us are going to be drinking.
Solidarity. Got it.
So then
stand strong,
drinking
sister.
Diana writes on and says, I'm going, but planning on drinking, and I don't really care.
Drinking Diana.
She said, I'm not the one who's pregnant. Am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of the pregnant bride?
Well, now this just got tough. This was, dang, okay, this is light, but not at the same time.
It's like rude, but at the same time, you're not pregnant.
We are in Wisconsin.
Yes. People said, she said, I am drinking and don't really care. Am I the jerk?
She said, fight me. What?
She did. She said it with her chest.
Nah, no, she didn't because we changed her name.
That's true. Drinking Diana.
Drinking Diana.
Said it with half her arm.
she said it with her fist, right. Not her chest.
Is she the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party?
Honestly, dog, I'm kind of on the fence with this one because I don't understand why the bride or somebody decided, well, girl, since you ain't drinking, we ain't drinking either. I'm sorry. Then we need to change our plans because if we're going to be out at a bar hanging out and we're just all dry and sober, arguably. Now, I get it. You might not want to get sloppy, be rude, be, you know, she can't enjoy herself like y'all are enjoying yourselves. But what? We're still going to go out?
Yeah. It's like, why didn't you change the plan? But it's not, what should they do? It's, is she the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party when the bride is pregnant?
Could you imagine you get up on the party bus and you pop that cooler open and it's Capri Suns and Sprites? I'd be salty.
And
I'd
goldfish. Be like,
where's the other cooler? Well, where's the actual cooler?
You know how they make those things with flasks hidden? Like I had a pair
the
of
little bracelets?
Like shoes and bracelets where you can hide a flask. Boy
listen. Listen.
And then when I'm slurring, I'd be like, what's the problem?
I don't know.
I'm just here. I'm just on the bus.
I'd kiss my bracelet for luck.
Okay. Okay, so
been kissing that bracelet a lot, Allie.
You're right, because the bride's pregnant.
Nah, chill out. For real though,
is she the jerk?
Ooh,
for drinking at.
We gotta answer this one?
Maybe not. Maybe we let the listeners answer because she's saying, you know, I'm not pregnant, but at the same time, listen, it's not about you. It's about, this is a party for the bride.
And it's her wishes.
And it's her.
It's her
she's
days.
Pregnant. She's happy to be pregnant. If you're so pregnant. Happy for her to be pregnant, why this do you have to shouldn't be drink? A problem.
And if you're really that focused on drinking, I could see why people would go, why is it that important? Right? If one of my homies was like, hey, we're not drinking, y'all, I'd be like, all right, cool. It really doesn't bother me. But for some people, that social aspect of drinking is vital to actually being social.
Joelle texted in and said, then don't have a bachelorette party, have a tea party. It's not what should you do, though, Joelle. I'm with you on that.
Right.
Somebody said, jerk, it's one day, one event. You can't hold off for a party or a day. It's her day.
But why is she making y'all hold off? Why is she now stopping everybody's quote-unquote fun because she can't join in?
Well, right below the one that says jerk, somebody wrote, not the jerk, you're from Wisconsin, you guys.
Ding, ding. Or should I say, Wisco ding?
Who texted in they need to go to Build-A-Bear or something, not a bar? You stop it, you guys.
I'm not disagreeing with any of these texts, so that's why I don't want to answer. I see both.
But it's not that. Then Christine and Franklin said, not the jerk, just don't get wasted, drink casually. No,
that's not the move. Nobody's drinking.
All right. Is she the jerk? Is drinking Diana the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of her friend who's pregnant? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm pretty sure your wife just left us a voice message on the Odyssey app, and I can't wait to play that in a second.
She could have just sent me the voice message, but whatever.
This is way better. This is way better, Aaron.
Clearly, she likes the app more, too.
Yeah, that part.
I'm mad at her.
So, listen, the question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party for the pregnant bride?
Ugh.
Drinking Diana wrote into the show. And I just want to say, before we get to the phones and see which way this is going to go today, Chase and Racine called in. He's 13. I told him, Chase, you're not going on the air for a drinking Am I the Jerk, son.
Why? It's Wisconsin.
And he said, he's saying not the jerk. I said, Chase, we'll give you a shout out, but I'm not putting a kid on for this Am I the Jerk. I'm sorry.
Big ups, Chase. Now, you know that he was calling and so he didn't think he'd get in or something, and magically he made it, and he was like, oh my gosh.
He was secretly adorable, but I was like, no, we're not putting a kid on. So,
on
Chase, shout
topic.
Out to you, Chase.
Few more years, bud.
It is Wisconsin, though. You never know with parents. All right, Lindsay's in Muskego. One of our regulars, and I got to shout her out. She had a birthday. So, Lindsay, happy birthday, first of all. Feel bad.
Thank you.
Happy belated.
She invited us to the party, but we couldn't go. So, happy birthday, girlfriend.
Hope it was great.
Thank you. It was pretty awesome. We're having house party themes without kids in 90s, early 2000s attire.
Weepa.
It was awesome.
Fantastic. Can't go wrong.
Awesome. Well, now I'm wondering which way you're going to go on Am I the Jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party.
Not the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party.
Oh.
Stop. Really?
No, explain yourself.
Yes, come on.
I'm going to explain it. You're going to a bar. Everyone's going to be drinking around you outside of your party. I don't understand why your thought process would be, let's go to the bar for my bachelorette party. I'm pregnant. That sounds awesome.
That sounds great.
It sounds unsafe. It sounds unsafe, and it sounds like not a good time.
Not fair.
I don't think you can fault your bridal party for wanting to have a cocktail or two or four.
Or nine, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, you're at the bar.
Okay.
Huh. It's not like you're going to go to a pool and go, hey, guys, we're not going to go in the water.
Look at that analogy.
When you say it like that, though, Lindsay, for real, though.
You know what? You should be a lawyer, because even though I don't know if I agree with you, that was a good analogy to convince some people.
Talk about convince. I'm like, oh, snap, for real, though. I like to swim.
Well, right. So you can't swim, though. It's a danger. You can't do it. She's not doing it. You're not doing it.
Can't even dip your toe in the water. Why would you go to a pool?
Because it's about the bride, not you. That's why.
Oh, so she just wants to lay out in the sun?
Come
I don't want to do that.
You guys. It's funny, but it's not at the end of the day. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
I think if they can talk to the bride, I think maybe do the painting thing and sipping with the girls. Mm-hmm. Go do like an early movie. do your bachelorette party after your wedding. Go out with the girls, have a mama's time out, essentially.
Yeah. A mama's time out.
Yeah, I like all that. Right. I like that. But this isn't solutions. This is Am I the Jerk? And you said, no, not the jerk.
Wow.
All right, Lindsay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Jinx. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee next. Good morning, Tiffany.
Morning.
Right. Oh, you laughing already?
Yeah, because come on. Is drinking Diana the Jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of the pregnant bride?
Dude, she's a jerk. So this is going to determine who her real friends are and who's not. So we all have that one friend that's like kind of selfish, right? Like, is it a bad idea to do a bachelor party and ask your girls not to drink? Yeah, I wouldn't do it, but you accept your friend for who she is, right?
Fair. Yeah, and respect her wishes. Okay.
And we all have that girlfriend who, like, her birthday is all month long, and you know,
we do.
With a grain of salt, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm following.
One day, you can't give her just one day, one night. Mm-hmm. She's telling you ahead of time. You can prepare for it.
You can pregame for it.
Oh my god!
That's what Tiffany's saying.
I just think you could give her one night.
One night. At least when you're with her.
You got to know that this is like the kind of girlfriend you got. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't the first time the bride has asked probably somebody to do something a little
outlandish.
Okay,
I actually follow. Okay.
Yeah, well, she had a point. You're going to find out who your friends are in this moment because it's one night.
Well, and one, you're pregnant.
They're asking you to do something.
Two, you're getting married. Two big life change events that will show you and reveal a lot about people around you. For real, for real. Yep. Okay, Tiffany. Yep. 100% received.
A real one. Let's have fun. Good morning, guys.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to tell you this. I just saw a text and somebody said, hang up on Lindsay, the caller before you.
It's good. We got Tiffany on the line.
Yeah, Tiffany came back for it, so don't worry. You guys are so funny. All right, Tiffany, bye.
Have a great day.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you too. Jenna and Lake, or Jen, not Jenna. Jen and Lake Geneva texted in and said, what are they going to do? Take up a table at a bar for hours without a bar tab? Not the jerk.
I mean,
can do whatever you want. Somebody said, sounds like the bride is selfish. The bride? It's about the bride.
This is technically about her. But she's being inconsiderate, I think, is what the gist of people are saying. She's going, well, I still want to go out to the bars.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is, why? Why would you want to put yourself in that environment?
Whoever texted in, no, she's not the jerk. The bride can be the DD. Knock it off.
Fair enough, dog.
The bride, I don't know if the bride cares, but what she said in the message, because people are saying, well, does the bride care? It sounded like they're consciously saying nobody's drinking because the bride is pregnant. So the bride must care.
The bride must. She must have said something to somebody. Or else this probably wouldn't a thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to our tiebreaker, Rich in Greenfield, and see what he thinks. Hi,
good
Rich.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing.
It's Friday. We're happy, man.
We ain't on the chopping block like drinking Diana over here, so you get to be the tiebreaker, bro.
Yeah.
It's the week, not the jerk, absolutely.
Flat out, just like that? You decided?
You guys are a bunch of drunks.
Absolutely.
You leave Rich alone.
Unbelievable.
No, Rich, why do you say so?
I say so because I also agree with caller number one. Just because you can't drink doesn't mean nobody else can. Mm. You know, I recently had a celebration, and just because I have friends who can't drink doesn't mean I'm not going to invite them. They're welcome to go ahead and take along and have fun just like everybody else. You don't need to drink, and you also don't need to not have a drink to have fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
there are people texting in going, this is going to suck at the bar with no drinking. Would you guys chill out? You know what? We joke about the drinking in Wisconsin, but there are a lot of sober people
around us
who actually live on life.
We're not huge drinkers.
And don't need alcohol to cope like some of us do, okay? So
Stop, let's be real. You don't drink like that either, Allie.
I'm just saying, keep it real sometimes.
No, you're keeping it a buck, for real. You're keeping it a buck.
No, I don't drink like that, but I, some people do.
Oh,
so
we all have and can.
Somebody texted in, so is this going to be a dry wedding then, since the bride can't drink?
Is she going to be pregnant at the wedding? Think about it. Is this now a dry wedding?
I don't know.
She can't drink at her wedding, why would anybody else be drinking?
I think it's about the bride, though. This is the bachelorette party.
What does the groom want?
It might not be fun. Forget the groom. It's a bachelorette party, man.
Dang, Rich. Hey, we answered, though.
Rich said not the jerk,
unequivocal,
though.
Not the jerk.
And then also, just because she can't drink, does that mean that you're not going to invite her anywhere for the next 9 to 10 months?
True. Mm. Back to Tiffany's point. You're going to find your friends.
That's right.
And the real ones at that.
Which would disagree with what Rich said.
Technically.
But anyway.
Technically. Right. But no, Rich, we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You
love,
too.
Man. Peace.
Wow. I didn't see that going that way.
No, me
I didn't
neither.
See it going, not the jerk, man.
Normally, pregnants and weddings make people think a little different. Mm-hmm. This wasn't the way I thought people was going to be thinking.
There's a lot of selfish people, and we're people.
A lot of drinking selfish people.
100%.
Wisconsin.
Steve in Twin Lakes. What did he say? Gin and Lake Geneva salty, because they'll probably go to Lake Geneva for their party. Okay, come on. Now we got people fighting each other on the text. This is hysterical.
It's funny because we went to Lake Geneva for our bachelorette parties. It's so true. They might go to Lake Geneva.
Oh, man. You guys are so funny. All right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, not the jerk.
Boom. Like that.
Wow. All right.